another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home. It's where you live. It's just your home.
We could just leave off there.
It's your home.
It sure does keep people hanging on, though. Because they're waiting for something else.
866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. We're spending some time today going over the details of some of the software that I suggest you use to maintain and optimize and disinfect and protect your computer. And it's something that we haven't done in this detail in a long time. So I really felt compelled to do it today. I hope you don't find it too boring. You know, sometimes you get too much detail on the radio, it really puts people to sleep. I hope I'm not doing that. I think it's really important information. And the evidence that I have is that people need it. There's a lot of confusion. We've talked about some of the optimization software, MyDefrag and CCleaner, mostly in the last segment, and how to use them, how not to use them. Page Defrag and NT RegOpt for Windows XP users as well. You add that to CCleaner and MyDefrag. And just to be clear, none of those are protection or disinfection or anti-malware software. None of them. If you have an infection and you run CCleaner, doesn't make sense.
But you know what? I guess I hear what you're saying, but I think a lot of people confuse being clean of viruses and having your computer clean of
absolutely
unnecessary
the confusion
files
is is absolutely understandable. But that's one of the reasons I wanted to emphasize it is because it is not.
So
it just isn't.
So cleaning has nothing to do with virus.
No,
it would be like.
Let me put it to you this way. If you go into your bedroom and you wash the sheets and you vacuum the floor and you do all of that,
mm-hmm.
you're not necessarily doing that to keep from getting ill.
Well,
I mean, you're doing that. You're doing that because you need to keep things clean.
Though,
right?
Wait a minute. Let's think about it, though. Is it? Are you sure? Because if you get dirty enough, you could get sick.
Well, of course. Of course.
But that's not your motivation.
Well, no, I mean, your clinic needs to be clean.
Yeah,
you're not saying, geez, you know what, I've got tuberculosis, so I need to wash my sheets and vacuum the floor. Now, if you've got tuberculosis, you take penicillin.
Yeah, but you do need to be in a dry and arid environment.
That's true.
To help recover from tuberculosis.
That's true. And that's not a bad idea for a computer as well.
That's true.
You do not want to be in a moist, full environment with computers.
But so what would be the...
Thanks for clarifying things for folks.
Yeah. So what would be the description, nice. Instead of cleaning for viruses, you wouldn't clean for a virus, you would disinfect.
Well, I use the term disinfect because it really is pretty accurate.
Because an infection is what you have when you have a virus.
Yep.
You're infected with a virus.
Yep. And even then, I mean, you can get to the point of really being ridiculously accurate and be so completely confusing.
But then again...
Exactly.
Then again, let's say, take for example, Lysol.
Right.
It cleans, but it also disinfects.
Well, but it doesn't clean. If you spray Lysol,
they say it does, though.
You still have dust on the...
Well, of course, you have to mechanically move your hand to clean it.
You've got
to
clean it.
But it says it cleans and disinfects.
No, it's different. It's different.
So they're the ones who create this confusion.
Well, it's a marketing confusion that happens purposefully. Yes.
And that would be a heck of a name for a...
Lysol. Yeah, it's a licensing.
Spell it differently, though.
Lysoul.
Yeah.
Lysoul.
Anyway, okay.
But, yeah, CCleaner is not a disinfectant. Don't waste your time if you've got an infection being worried about running MyDefrag and CCleaner. I mean, they're good to run when they need to run, but it's just the wrong tool. Just the wrong tool. Okay, so having kind of broached the topic of infection and tools, there's several that I'm going to recommend, and they can be a little confusing, too, on how they work. And depending on your level of infection, they can not work. depending on how bad and how defensive and how stealthy your infection is, some of these can actually be broken and prevented from running by your infection. So, you know, I'm not going to be able to get into every single possibility as to how and when and why and what tool to run exactly in what order, because it really depends on how your infection behaves. Now, I am going to give you some basic baseline suggestions. But depending on your infection, it could be completely different. And this is where, you know, like with any tool, any professional tool, there comes a time when a professional needs to use it. You know, you may know how to use a box open-end wrench, but it may not be appropriate for you to utilize that tool when you're replacing the heads on your car. You may not really be the person that's qualified to replace the heads on the motor in your car, even though you're quite familiar with a box open end, and perhaps even familiar with a torque wrench. May not be appropriate for you to use that tool replacing the heads on your car because you're not familiar with replacing the heads on the car. So, in very similar situations. So I'm going to give you some baseline stuff. Most of these downloads are available at a website called bleepingcomputer.com, and one of the reasons I recommend that website is because there's a lot of crap on the internet. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Not a surprise. And a lot of the bad guys know that, you know, this piece of software is becoming popular, that piece of software is becoming popular. People are looking up those pieces of software because they want to protect themselves. And if we can pretend that we're a legitimate site that downloads that legitimate software and actually be the bad guys, we can really take advantage of people. And so a lot of times when you Google these things or you go to sites that you think are legitimate or real, or even if you do a search, a lot of times the bad guys will buy ads that are in the top two or three positions in the ad portion of the search return on your search engine, and they're actually criminals. And you won't think about looking down at the bottom and being concerned and recognizing a website name and that sort of thing. So I specifically tell you to look for bleepingcomputer.com, good site. And most of these downloads that I'm going to recommend to you are available at bleepingcomputer.com. First piece of software you want is one called R-Kill. We don't talk about it much. It's a little utility that runs and usually is successful at killing any infections that are preventing other malware or virus scanners from running. Another one's called CombiFix. This is kind of, and you got to be, R-Kill you can run pretty carelessly. In other words, you just don't have to be that careful. It doesn't do damage. CombiFix, if you're not careful, I do not recommend that you download and run CombiFix flippantly. You need to be careful. You need to usually do it under a guidance of somebody who knows what they're talking about. There are other tools that you may want to run first, or you may not want to run CombiFix at all. But it's good to have on the machine, downloaded, and ready to roll in case you just really get hammered by a bad virus. It's a very powerful, very low-level finder and remover of some very difficult viruses and infections to remove. So it's a good tool to have either on a flash drive or on your hard drive just in case. We come back with some other recommendations and in the order in which to run them after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You might feel a little sting. That just means it's working.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.